Proclamation number 648, dated the October 31st, 1938. Patiently bearing the cross, Lord, your will be done. Single quote. Look within yourself and recognize your failings and appeal to the Lord for his help, then you will grow in strength and succeed in enduring all tests of life gently and with patience. After all, the Lord's will only sends these to you for your own advancement. A person will rarely submit to the suffering imposed on him without grumbling, and yet precisely this is a willing submission to God's will, when the human being gladly and gratefully accepts all suffering from the Father's hand and so only ever acknowledges that whatever happens will be right for his soul's salvation. When the pain increases, the Savior is placing a small cross upon you which, for his sake, you should carry patiently. Such days will make the soul infinitely happy, for whatever is tolerantly carried by the body is removed from the soul and it will enter an increasingly more liberated state. The body's suffering is the soul's greatest help, and if the human being bears it gladly, the soul will be grateful for it and, in turn, will use every opportunity to help the body through inner suggestions which benefit the human being's earthly work. All suffering will only have an ennobling effect if it does not cause bitterness in the person against the one who inflicts this suffering upon him, and thus it will only ever benefit the person's soul. And if the temptation is great to revolt against God's will, then remember the Lord's suffering on the cross. How unspeakably painful was his death, and how humbly did the Savior accept all suffering upon his shoulders out of love for the sinful human race. If you bear this in mind, then you will also gladly carry your small cross, for the Lord will not impose anything upon you that you are incapable of carrying. And the right love for the Savior will sweeten your every suffering. One day the significance of suffering will dawn on you and your soul will rejoice, if you are willing on earth and gain many merits through the bearing of suffering, which has an extraordinary effect in the spiritual world. Your lifetime on earth certainly burdens you with much which seems insurmountable to you at first, and thus you quarrel with God and want to object to his most sacred will. Nevertheless, God's love will soon teach you otherwise. It will let you realize that it is only in your best interest when he allows you to suffer, and your earthly existence will be richly rewarded if you have realized it. Therefore, always pray from the bottom of your heart, Lord, your will be done. Single quote, and your suffering will turn into joy, and you will gratefully accept the reward which, one day in eternity, will compensate you for all the suffering on earth. Amen.